Hey guys, this is Life Talks, and today we are going to cover the gift of teacher. So, you know, as we're going through this series on the fivefold ministry, you know, I want to kind of I just want to make another comment today about the gifts. Remember, these are gifts that Jesus imparts to these individuals. Not everybody has a fivefold gifting. These are people who are a gift to the church, but they have a grace, a unique grace that Jesus Christ has imparted to them that they then impart to the church and those around them. So I want to talk about this because sometimes there's this tendency in the church to, you know, people who are in church long enough, eventually they're like, hey, you know, well, I think we're not getting fed enough at the church, so we're going to go and we're going to switch churches, right? There's a lot of church switching that happens. And I'm not here to say that's bad or good. Actually, I'm here to say if it's of the Lord, it's good. If it's not, it's probably not good. And there are times the Lord calls you to a different church. I can tell you from experience. But the reason we leave, first of all, should be guided by the Lord. But, you know, if there are people in our lives that we're just like, I don't really like this person's personality, okay, and so we're leaving because of that, then you actually are at danger of missing the gift that they have to impart to you. I've found that the Lord has set it up sometimes that the people that you maybe personality-wise don't kind of click the best with are oftentimes people who have the very thing that you needed imparted to you. The Lord has a strange way of doing things that way. I think it keeps us humble. So you get between this like controversial thing of personality versus gift. Okay, sometimes you have received the fullness that someone has to impart based on the gift that they have. Right, so you're at a church, you've received the fullness of that gift, and then there's something in you that says there's more. I'm hungrier. There's got to be something more. And so then what happens is you start, well, maybe, you know, maybe I need to go to another church, right? And then what happens is there are times where the Lord will orchestrate it to where you've received, maybe you're at a church where the pastor is very pastoral, and you now have this hunger for the prophetic. And so what happens is you get the fullness of that imparted to you, that pastoral gifting, and then there's something where you're like, there's more, right? And the Lord takes you on this journey to the deeper things of the prophetic. And, you know, so then you go out and you find a prophetic teacher. Now it's easy because of the internet, right? I mean, we can all go and find people that we want to listen to, which is good and bad. And we can kind of maybe receive some of the impartation that they have. Nothing replaces actually being around someone physically in terms of face-to-face meetings. But, you know, sometimes we have to make do with what we can. So I've seen a lot of people switch churches, some because they were offended and they didn't like the personality or they were getting tired with things at the church. Others because they genuinely had a hunger for deeper things and the Lord was calling them to another church to receive from another individual who carried a distinctive gift from where they were at. Okay, so we need to understand that there's this personality versus gifting thing. And you know, ideally a church would bring in people consistently, you know, from the outside, or have leaders who have different gifts from them that they can also impart to the church, right? And I think that's important for us to know. So let's talk about the teachers, right? So obviously the teachers is one of the fivefold ministry gifts, and they have a unique responsibility. In fact, they have a major responsibility. I mean, a big-time major responsibility as they will receive a stricter judgment from the Lord. And I think we need to understand that teaching, just because you know something and you can teach it, we always have that need to have that sober understanding that there is a stricter judgment for teachers, right? They have a greater responsibility. You can see that in James chapter 3, verses 1. So let's just talk about some of the aspects of a teacher. Teachers, believe it or not, are very similar to the prophets. But while the prophet speaks by divine inspiration, what happens is the teacher edifies usually the congregation. They edify the congregation by bringing forth clear understanding and sometimes clear understanding of divine revelation. So I know Chuck Pierce operates this way with was it Robert Heidler, I think? Chuck Pierce operates this way. Chuck Pierce releases a word from the Lord, and Robert Heidler goes through and he breaks it down to actually teach the church. Because here's the problem with some of the prophets that can happen. They can get up there and they can be speaking a message straight from the Lord, divine inspiration, but what's happening is people just aren't understanding it. And we see that in the life of Jesus when Jesus, you know, Jesus gives the parable of the four soils, right? The four types of soils and the seeds. And his disciples come up to him and they're like, what did that mean? Right? And so he had to go and then teach them what it meant, right? And Jesus is the great teacher. So we need to understand here's the unique gifting and gracing of a teacher. I could stand up and teach the exact same thing as someone who has a teaching gift. However, the teaching gift carries with it the grace, and it's the gift, the grace to allow people to learn. In other words, when a teacher gets up there, they can say the exact same thing, but there is now a grace that they carry that imparts that knowledge and that information to the congregation. So really, teachers actually carry the gift of impartation, okay? And so they impart the knowledge they have to where it's not just head understanding, that the congregation doesn't just receive it at the head level and say, oh, okay, I know that now knowledge-wise, but they actually receive the impartation of what is being taught. A teacher has the ability to get up there and really help transform lives by what they teach because, like I said, that information is actually imparted to the individual and they learn it. And that is the grace of a teacher. So they help make clear certain things, especially divine inspirations, and they help bring understanding. Okay, they usually are in love with the Word of God. Okay, nothing wrong with that, but they are usually completely absorbed into the study of the Word. Teachers bring people to new levels of understandings in the things of God. A teacher sees the need to build a solid foundation in the lives of a believer. Now, as we're going through and we're talking about some of these functions, and a lot of these are coming from Samuel Matthew's book, Apostolic Teams, which I reference a lot. As we're going through and talking about these, you'll see that there's some overlap between a teacher and even a prophet or an apostle or maybe even an evangelist. That's fine. There's going to always be overlap. And you got to understand that there's no one style of personality that goes with any gifts. Like, people always want to say, well, the personality of a prophet is like this. That's not true, because you can have very charismatic, socially extroverted prophets, and then you can have very monotone, boring, kind of introverted and withdrawn prophets. So these giftings don't carry specific personalities. That you can have anything from extrovert, dramatic, very charismatic speaker to monotone, kind of boring. So when I'm saying teacher, don't think, oh, well, they're probably someone who goes up there and bores people to death with monotone teaching. Not necessarily. They could get up there and be very flamboyant, very dramatic, and very loud and colorful. Okay, so don't think that one personality goes to the gifts. Gifts are different from personality. When we're talking about these gifts, we're talking about how people actually function. We're not talking about the personality. Okay, the teacher desires to produce other teaching ministries, right? The teacher also teaches by example. The teacher needs an anointing. So in other words, a teacher just can't get up there and read off a list of things. The teacher really needs to operate under the anointing of the Lord. And so there are times when people get up there to teach and you just feel the anointing of the Lord present. And as the teacher is speaking, he or she just knows these people are having an impartation, whether they realize it or not. Okay, the teacher also needs the guiding of the Holy Spirit, and the teacher needs to speak with authority. And we see that with Jesus. Jesus was the great teacher, right? They called him Rabbi. He was a great teacher. And it says why? Because he taught with authority, right? Signs and wonders and authority, all those things followed his teaching. So Jesus is a great teacher. Some other things about the teachers is they usually want to expound and explain truths that are difficult to understand. A teacher will go around this same subject as many times until he realizes that it's been imparted to his church. Okay, and there's just this thing where the teacher can feel and understand if the impartation was received by the congregation or not. If he feels or she feels the impartation was not received, then he or she will keep teaching that until there's a release, right? Enlighten, the teacher brings hidden things to light, okay? They unfold the mysteries hidden from the understanding of ordinary believers. They are interpreters of the Word and of Scripture and what things mean. They're instructors, okay? All of these things define the teacher. Then what I really want to do as well, this really isn't, you know, teachers isn't, believe it or not, it's not one of the longer things to talk about, just because of there's been so many teachers in the U.S. And we've seen this gift operating that we pretty much mostly know how it is, you know. But when we get to like the prophetic, which we haven't covered yet, or the apostle, which we already did, there's a lot of mystery around those gifts because we're just not really sure because they're kind of so new to the church. But teachers have been around for a while. You know, the American church experienced a great movement of teachers. You know, my dad always talks about all these people he knows, like Charles Stanley and all these other individuals who are just phenomenal at teaching and imparting the word to individuals. The Baptist denomination, very, very gifted teachers usually have come out of that denomination. But let's talk about some of the occupational hazards of teachers. So, you know, every ministry, every fivefold ministry has their gifts, their graces, that they are unique. If I could say what is the one thing the teacher is, they have the gift and the grace to impart revelation and knowledge to the body, right? Not necessarily the same for the prophet. The prophet can get up there and give a divine word, but the teacher has the ability to allow that word to actually be imparted to the body. And that's why they really should work in tandem with one another. So some of the occupational hazards, teachers can develop a tendency to become really dogmatic, right? They can become very rigid. They can have very narrow views that only fall within their understanding of things or their interpretations of things, okay? So we need to understand that. Like, there is some tendency for them to become so scripturally focused that they actually lose all practical aspects of Christianity. So that what happens is they become so theoretical that they actually don't relate in the practicalities of Christianity. So, you know, let me give an example. They can become so theoretical about deliverance and things like that, yet they might not ever know how to actually perform one, right? Okay. And so that's really important for us to understand as well. They can kind of withdraw and become part of their own world. They can become loners or aloof to other things because they're usually happy living within their own thoughts, okay? They can go off into their thoughts of la-la land, and then they live there. And so that's also a tendency they have. They can raise up disciples after themselves instead of after Christ. They can like, you know, we always talk about, I don't want to knock on people, but like really staunch Calvinists, five-point Calvinists, they actually are more passionate and zealous that people become Calvinists like them instead of knowing Jesus Christ. They are more evangelistic for their beliefs of theology than actually Jesus Christ, and that's not good. Other things, teachers can underestimate the influence they have in the lives of people, big time, okay? They can big time underestimate the influence that their lives actually have in people. They can become extremely absorbed with like facts and details and information. They can live in the world of information, and they can get lost in that world. And they, because of that, they can stop actually becoming people oriented. So what happens is they become detail factual oriented, and they completely forget about the importance of relating with other people and relationships. You know, they can tend to be perfectionists. Let's give you one more that I think is important is sometimes they can exclude, or they can kind of hone in on one aspect and truth of Scripture and exclude other ones. And so that's important as well. So that's just some things to be aware of if, you know, maybe you say, well, I feel like maybe I'm a teacher. Those are some things to look out. But understand that Jesus was the great teacher, right? They called him rabbi, you know, and the way he taught was unique. They say it was different from the scribes and the Pharisees. And so the same, that same characteristic of teaching that Jesus had needs to mark the actual fivefold gift of teacher in the church. Okay, a lot of people think that the apostle and the prophet and the evangelist are those who walk in the miracles while the pastors and the teachers don't. And that's completely false. In fact, the teacher, to be a teacher, you should have those signs accompanying you. What you teach should manifest in your life. Okay, and that's the mark of a true teacher as well. Usually what a teacher teaches his congregation begins to manifest in that congregation. Okay, because there's that gift of impartation. So that's all we're going to talk about today. We have the last fivefold ministry, the prophet, which we haven't covered yet, but we will. We'll cover that next. And the reason I saved that one for last is because here at Christian Center, we have a large understanding of the prophetic. Not boastfully saying that, but, you know, because we operate a lot in the prophetic, we have a very large understanding of the prophetic. And so I thought we'd cover that one last because that one might be a little long. But anyway, that's all we have for today. Bless you guys. I'm looking forward to this series as we keep pushing in. So the plan, I think, is to go through and cover the last gift, the prophet, and then talk about how these gifts really need to work in tandem with one another. Just briefly, you know, these gifts need to be present and work with one another. And what happens is when they come together to work together, they create a synergy. In other words, the sum of their gifts is not what you get when they come into work in operation with one another. When these gifts come and operate within the realm of a team and they work with one another, it's not just the summation of the gifts that you get. You actually get much more. You get synergy, right? And I heard someone explain this not long ago. You know, we frequently use the hand as an example and a graph, a metaphor, whatever you want, an analogy for the fivefold. Or your thumb's the apostle, the pointer finger's the prophet, the middle finger's the evangelist, the ring finger's the pastor, and your pinky's the teacher. And so, you know, when you put all your fingers together, you get much more than just the sum of those fingers, because as they can work together, you can do more complicated things. You know, like tying your shoes. Imagine tying your shoes without a couple of your fingers. It'd be very difficult. And so you get a synergy. You get a synergy that happens when they work together, not just, oh, all these gifts, let's just add them up and that's what you're going to get. Mm-mm. You get a full expression of Christ, and I think that's important for us to know. So that's it for today, guys. Be blessed, and we will pick up on our next episode.